This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
So as our nation mourns the loss of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I will soon announce a nominee for the United States Supreme Court.
President Donald Trump last night campaigning at a rally just outside of Toledo, Ohio. The raging debate, of course, the vacant Supreme Court seat since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The president has stated the nomination will be forthcoming and soon, and that it will be a woman. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will exercise his constitutional power then to fast-track the nomination, even though he wasn't so inclined for President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland in 2016. Outside the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C., a makeshift memorial grows hourly with flowers, sympathy cards, and poetry, along with the thoughts of this one young lady who stopped by to pay her respects.
Her final wishes were appropriate, and I think they should be respected. And after I put down my flowers and my sign and my candle, I came off to the side, and I said a prayer for this country, and I asked that they honor her wishes and that they wait.
President Trump yesterday met with Judge Amy Coney Barrett at the White House as the conservative jurist emerged as a favorite to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will be announcing new restrictions on social interaction today as the government tries to slow the spread of the coronavirus before it spirals out of control. Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove told Sky News that pubs and restaurants across England will be ordered to close at 10 p.m., and people who can work from home will be encouraged to do so. This is VOA News. In the United States, a Harvard University public health professor is criticizing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for changing its position on the airborne spread of COVID-19 and what is considered a safe distance. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this report.
CDC had posted and then took down on Friday a new position. There's growing evidence the new coronavirus can spread through small aerosolized droplets and travel farther than 6 feet from a cough, a sneeze, singing, and simple breathing. That's why people should wear a mask to reduce contact with either large or small virus particles. Now that new information is labeled premature, causing some to speculate the backpedaling could be political pressure. Harvard University's Dr. Howard Koh, who used to work at the Department of Health and Human Services, says the CDC has to emphasize the importance of airborne transmission, and it's even more critical to wear a mask as we head into the difficult fall and winter season. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Chinese city on the border with Myanmar last week began testing thousands of residents for the coronavirus after two Myanmar migrants tested positive. In Ruili, a Yunnan province transit point on the porous 22,000-kilometer border, officials issued a lockdown order. Authorities rounded up many legal migrant workers and sent them back to Myanmar. China declared Ruili was in a wartime mode as officials launched an effort to test some 200,000 people. By Thursday, September the 17th, or 2 weeks after the first two migrant cases were reported, more than 360 testing sites had been set up, with 1,200 health workers conducting tests. On Monday, provincial authorities said all residents have tested negative for coronavirus. There are now more than 964,000 deaths globally from COVID-19 and more than 31.3 million infections. Tropical storm Beta made landfall late last night about 5 miles north of Port O'Connor, Texas, with maximum winds of 45 miles per hour. Its winds weakened as it made its way to shore over several days. Beta is the ninth named storm that made landfall in the continental U.S. this year, a tied a record set in 1916. This was the first time a Greek letter named storm made landfall in the continental U.S. On a day when the United Nations marked its 75th anniversary, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday said increasing discord in the international community was sparked by some countries meddling in the domestic affairs of other states and imposing unilateral sanctions, a failed dig at Washington, D.C. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.